yesterday. Stuck on
Funky Day.
Events. Yeah, this is a funky day. It's Friday, the 4th of March, first Friday of the third month, and Doug is at the Convention Center in Columbus in conjunction with the Arnold Sports Festival. People from all over the world are here, and so we'll spend today, and actually, this is the Good Day Saturday program. I'll be here as well with our fitness focus and things that are part of what's going on here. I thought, okay, well, we'll stay 2 days and see what we can get out of it. Here are some of the things that are going on around the world, around our country, that are not connected to the Arnold. You saw the story at DougStephan.com, if you haven't. Mazda recalling 65,000 cars. They made the announcement yesterday. There is a spider problem. Now, what kind of spiders are we talking about? Spiders. The Japanese car maker says a spider could weave a web in a vent connected to the fuel tank system and clog the tank's ventilation. Pressure on the fuel tank could lead to a crack, which in turn could cause fuel leakage, and that could cause a fire. Mazda said dealers had identified 20 cases so far in which spider webs were found in the vents. Now, when I first saw this, I thought spider. Wasn't there a Miata?
Yeah, that was called a spider.
Yeah.
That's what I thought. Yeah, exactly. But Miata had no relationship. That's an Italian car.
No, it's a Mazda. It's a Mazda.
Oh, Miata is a Mazda?
Miata's a Mazda.
So there you go. Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. So anyway, this is six different models from the year 2009 and 2010. So if you're driving a Mazda, chances are you might have a problem with spiders. Who in the name of heaven would ever think that would be, you'd have a spider building a web.
Mazda identified the culprit as a yellow sack spider.
Yeah.
Or, I'm not even going to try and say it, mildly venomous creatures lay eggs in silk-wrapped bunches, usually in vegetation.
Right.
That's scary.
Why
Mazda?
Think about it. Why not any other car? What is there about Mazdas that attract spiders?
That only the four-cylinder Mazda 6 were the ones that were affected.
Yeah. Makes no sense.
We really don't know how they're getting in, says a spokesman for Mazda North America.
Well, it's weird. To say the least, it's weird.
That is weird. Yeah, I heard, my years in the car business.
Yes, Rich.
You hear stories from, all these new car salesmen that have been in the business for 20 years and hear some crazy things. One of the craziest I ever heard was a boa constrictor.
Where?
Okay, just count me out. Write that in there.
They just mentioned the word. What's
the
matter with you?
A woman buys a new car, and I can't remember what kind of car it was at this point.
Right. And there's a boa constrictor in it.
A few months go by, and she starts to, this nasty smells in the car. Takes the car in. They start looking in the ventilation system behind the dashboard, start pulling it apart, and there's a dead, rotted boa constrictor in there. This thing had been put together in Mexico. It was a new car. Put together in Mexico or something like that, and a snake apparently overnight had gone into the plant, climbed up in the car. They put the car together, unbeknownst to anybody, and boom, there you go. You got a new pet.
My oh my, what a wonderful day.
Tags, pinstripings, and boa constrictor concluded.
Right, it's no extra tax or federal ID needed.
But there's, you see all kinds of crazy stories.
Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, Doug Stephan, Representative Gabrielle Gifford continuing to make progress.
I'm loving her.
She has been visited frequently by a number of people. She has been singing American Pie, my American Pie. She's been eating chicken soup. She's been smiling easily, making the kind of progress that a lot of people think is very cool. She's a great role model. This woman, no matter what happens, has, I hope, a bright future because of what she's had to suffer. She ought to have a bright future.
But that's just the thing. Everybody's so happy for her, and that's great. But
it becomes good fodder for that kind of conversation.
You don't have, what is really her future? I mean, is she going to be James Brady?
It's almost she's fully functional? From a stroke. I mean, it seems like it.
Yeah, it does. Really well. So, you hope
that she... Well, it is. It's the same kind of injury.
Yeah. You hope that she can get back to somewhat of a normal life.
Yeah. But there are a lot of people that are looking at that. Also, there's a new sex study out today. The new report suggests that virginity is on the rise. Study conducted by the Center for Disease Control I was going to say, why would they do that? But I guess it has to do with sexually transmitted diseases.
Yeah, I thought about becoming one again. Jen, how about you?
Yeah.
What, a statistic? Or a virgin?
Yeah, virgin.
Well, you'd be a statistic if you became a virgin again. Yes, that would work.
Yeah, one.
So there was an interview with about 13,000 men and women between the ages of 15 and 44. And the last couple of years, especially those who were between the ages of 15 and 24, men had never had any form of contact with another person. That's up 22% in the last 8 years. 29% of the same age females are virgins, compared to 22% in 2008. So only 29% of you ladies who are teenagers through 24 are virgins? Huh. That's interesting. Survey also found that women were more than twice as likely to have had a same-sex experience as men of the same age.
Not shocking.
No, not at all. No, well, I mean, there are a lot of reasons, which I won't get into here, that make that make sense. It's not because I've done any research, necessarily. It's just because it
makes
sense.
You're constantly doing research. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, but the more I say, the bigger my mouth is going to have to be so that I get my foot either into it or out of it. So let us move along. Matter of fact, thinking about women, most people, when they think skin, they think skin issues, they think of women, they don't think of men. But that is not necessarily the way it is in the real world. So we're talking about this study of what people in the real world are doing, and this applies as well to the real world. Are you wondering about how to get your skin younger looking or to keep it that way? A lot of you have wonderful skin. Jennifer has beautiful skin and features, and she wants to keep it that way. I'm looking at a lot of the women who are wandering around here at the Arnold at this hour of the morning, and under the circumstances, nobody's going to look their best. But, you know, I'm looking at some of these women athletes, pretty rugged looking. Now, how do I say this in a, too tactful probably, is it? Does that sound not tactful?
No,
somebody
listening.
Okay.
How's that?
Yeah, but I don't think they want their features. Obviously, they're interested in people looking at their features, and they want to enhance their features, but they want to keep the softness. They want to keep the beauty of their face. So the way to do that is with Night Skin. Night Skin is the absolutely best way for both men and women to maintain that youthful look, and they do maintain. Those people who are on this product swear by it. Night Skin helps so many people in so many different ways, keep that natural look younger, get rid of the wrinkles, the lines on the forehead, the creases by your mouth. Look at that guy. He's got creases by his mouth.
Doug.
What?
I think that's nice.
800-607-7078. Night Skin's like getting a full facial while you sleep. You call now for a free bottle of Night Skin. Free, F-R-E-E, free bottle of Night Skin. You will also be asked, I'm not sure how they handle this. When you call 800-607-7078, you can tell them you're interested in their full day and night treatment, because I recommend Tautinol. It's the skin cream for daytime protection against the sun, the wind, all the elements. It'll keep you, keep you up to standard, if you will. And that's what's important. Tautinol reduces the appearance of these lines in the daytime. And it supports collagen production, which is the protective matter. So you can buy, you buy two and you get one free. That's a good deal, Tautinol. And you get a free gift with both of these items when you call now and order 800-607-7078. So you're going to ask for, Tautinol's got magnesium in it. That's really good to protect your skin. Tautinol in the daytime, Night Skin at night, 800-607-7078.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
You know, in today's economy, getting tied up in a long-term contract can really be a trap.
Once you sign, you're on the line, brother.
Not at Rent-A-Center. You can rent to own without a long-term commitment. And if you need to, you can stop and start back up whenever you want.
So you'll never feel trapped.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on Toshiba LCD HD TVs. Rent to own with no credit needed and no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop.
In the new economy.
See rent-a-center.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Do only dogs hear dog whistles?
You can enjoy multi-car safety feature and good driver discounts when you switch to GEICO. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit MatrixDirect.com.
Are you willing to pay more for life insurance than you should? Well, did you know some prices on term life insurance have fallen to their lowest rates ever? Hi, I'm Brent Langdon for Matrix Direct. We partnered with American General Life to find you their lowest rates on term life insurance products. So let's say you're 40 years old and married. We could find you a $250,000 policy for less than $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. Call 1-800-916-9598. Since 1995, we've helped over 1 million people save money on their term life insurance. Don't you want to know how much we can save you? It only takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 75%. And the call is absolutely free. Call 1-800-916-9598. That's 1-800-916-9598.
And now on to the bonus round. If blood is thicker than water, what's thicker than blood?
Fondue cheese?
Correct. Never look a gift horse in the mouth. Why not?
Gingivitis.
Correct. Netflix lets you watch unlimited TV episodes instantly through your what?
The game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix.
See terms of use.
I just saved on my favorite
diapers, so I bought my baby a new
chainsaw, and they marked down the best nail
polish, 2 for the price of 1.
People love to talk about great deals, and if you talk to your neighbors, some of them are bound to tell you about State Farm. Thanks to discounts of up to 40%, switching to State Farm could save you hundreds. No wonder 40 million drivers trust State Farm. That's more drivers than Geico and Progressive combined. So ask a neighbor, then go to discountdoublecheck.com or call 1-800-STATE-FARM.
Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
The Dexter and Good Day program, the Arnold Sports Festival this weekend in Columbus, Ohio. That's where I am. A lot of these people are in the Columbus, right in the, like, hello, the front door. You can't miss me.
Yeah.
Welcome. Even if you're the welcome wagon.
You're
like
the
welcome wagon, exactly. Next to the information booth and next to the, what is this, the GNC booth and front of the expo thing. And they're serving, let's see, Kit Kats over there for breakfast. That looks
good. Really?
Not kidding. So anyway, the fellows that are coming in, I haven't seen any women bodybuilders. I've seen some men, and we were just talking about what it is that in order for them to win or be judged up in the contest, they have to stay away from water. They have to. They don't use deodorant. They have to let everything sweat, every drop, every ounce of water in their body. They want to push out over the next 24 hours so that they have that lean, whatever it is, look. What do they call that look? Whatever it is, it's the lean.
For the bodybuilder guys.
Yeah, right, for the bodybuilder guys. And so that's it. But there's children here. I'm looking at a little young lady that's about 4 years old. And that's what he said. They come in, but you can hear the noise in the background, all the people that are coming in streaming through.
Buzz.
Right, yeah, there's a lot of buzz here. A lot of people, women... I don't know. Why is it the women wear those high heels at this hour of the morning? You don't wear high heels, Jennifer, at this hour of the morning, do you?
Right now I'm wearing fuzzy slippers. But
fuzzy slippers.
Yeah, give me another hour and I'll be here.
Excellent. All right, a little gossip. Scarlett Johansson and Sean Penn have gone to Cabo to wait for you, apparently, Jennifer.
I know.
She's 26, he's 50. So what does that tell us?
What a weird pairing.
Yeah.
I think she's a little weird. I think she is a little weird. Yeah. So let's see, she's 26, 50. How much? Outside of my daughter's age range, that's all.
Just figuring that out.
Doing a little thinking outside the box.
Yeah, she's out of your world.
For heaven's sakes, that's for sure. In more ways than one.
Yeah.
21 after the hour on Good Day.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with with two black Berkey Elements for only $209. And the Berkey Guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Theme brings us up to date, or at least we're going to get up to date, hopefully, on what happened last night on American Idol. The top 10 announced, along with the judges' wild cards. Here's Randy explaining how the wild cards are chosen.
After the public and we know what is going on, when you tell us who's in the top 10, we're going to decide from the 14 that are left who we think we'd like to hear again to sing for a spot in the wild card.
All right, so that's how that works. Now, some of the people the people who did make it, Ashton didn't make it, Karen did make it, Jacob made it, Casey made it, Naomi, is that how you pronounce her name?
How do you pronounce your name?
Right. Is it Naimi? Yeah.
Naimi. Yeah.
You know how from American Idol?
Naima.
Naima?
Naima.
That's it. I'm looking at a bunch of kids here who are wondering. You don't watch American Idol? How come? What's the story? I thought everybody watched American Idol. Huh? All right, so anyway, let's see. Thaya made it. Paul McDonald made it. Haley made it. Kendra did not the first time around, so she performs here, Richie, to try to become a wild card.
Georgia, Georgia, no peace I find.
We like her.
Pretty voice.
She became a wild card after singing this. All right, so that's Kendra. Giovanni performed also to try to win. And did she become a wild card?
This guy's attractive.
You like that?
Kind of
you think that's good? Yeah? Really? Yeah. That's what he said. Young Fencer's here listening to all of this. All right, so Giovanni got on. Nothing there. I'm not impressed with that. You, Jennifer?
It's all right. He's cute, but he's. I don't know if he's the best singer.
All right, so Naima performed as well. See it.
We won't say goodnight.
That's pretty good.
You like that?
Pretty good.
Crowd liked her, and so did the judges. So she became a wild card. Robbie became a wild card after singing.
What do I say when it's all over?
Oh, wait a minute. No. I think I got this wrong.
Yeah.
Ashton, Stefano, and Naima became the wild cards.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Okay, all right. And then there's a J-Lo who sang her new song for the audience on the floor.
Can't wait till this trend is over.
What's that, this dance music?
This real dancey.
Yeah.
All right, so some of the young competitors, come on over here, you folks. Pick up this microphone. All right. I want you to tell me who you are. Tell me your name first.
My name is Julia.
Julia, are you from Columbus?
Yes.
What did you think of J-Lo's new song?
I think it's really good.
Really? How old are you?
I'm 9.
Are you a big J-Lo fan?
No. You're I don't even know who he is.
Not normally a big J-Lo fan.
I love you.
That's
cute.
Good.
Okay.
All right. Who's your friend over here next to another one of these fencers? What's your name?
Harry.
Harry. How are you doing? Are you a Columbus guy, too?
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you think of J-Lo?
I don't know.
You don't know much about J-Lo? So you don't watch, none of you watch American Idol, right?
No.
Wow. I'm amazed that you don't watch American Idol. All right, so you're a fencer. How long have you been fencing?
About 1 year.
Yeah, any good?
Yeah.
Have you competed with any of these other people who are here?
No.
No. How does that work? Who's this lady? I want to know who she is. She's a fencer.
Yeah. My name is Tia.
Tia, how old are you?
I'm 12.
12. How long have you been fencing?
3 years.
3 years. You're good at it then, right?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
You have a great radio voice. Do you want to be a co-host with us?
We like your voice.
Yeah.
If you put, let her have that headset so she can hear what Jennifer is saying. We're passing this around here among the competitors. That's Jennifer. Tell her what you just said again.
I said you have a great radio voice. Do you want to be a co-host on this show?
Sure.
Hey, there you go, Doug. Sign her up.
Can you take your sword and swat Doug on the butt with it?
No, he's not going to do that, right?
Probably not.
Good idea.
Hi, right, what's your name?
I'm Frank.
You're
Julio.
Frank. Yeah, and you're doing a good job here, too? Another fencer.
Yeah, I am.
The Royal Arts Fencing Academy. Is that where you learned your craft?
Yeah, it is.
Right. All of you are the same, right? Really good for you. Nice to have you here. 28 after on Good Day.
I'm Shelley Palmer with today's top stories in technology, media, and entertainment. First up, the FCC plans to reallocate funds for subsidizing phone service for the poor to provide better broadband coverage. The Lifeline Assistance and Link Up America programs currently fund monthly telephone service and installation for the poor, but the Internet is now considered a necessary public utility. In other news, AT&T will support turning your iPhone 4 into a mobile hotspot with a new iOS 4.0. The Data Pro plan will allow you to connect up to 5 devices to the Internet for only $45 a month. And finally, love BlackBerry Messenger, but not the BlackBerry phone? Well, you're in luck because BlackBerry plans on releasing the service as an app for Android and iOS. Research in Motion will release a stripped-down version for free and add functions familiar to BlackBerry customers at a small cost. Visit ShellyPalmer.com to read all about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
And now, the lightning round. Old MacDonald had a farm. What did old MacGregor have?
A labradoodle.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Helium, alfalfa.
Kumquat.
Correct. How fast can you get TV episodes from Netflix?
Instantly.
Correct. Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix.
Something beautiful happens when you bring together a grilled cheese sandwich and a warm, savory bowl of Campbell's tomato soup. The moment they see each other, tomato soup starts to blush. Grilled cheese goes all gooey. And the closer they get, the more tomato soup gets a little steamy. The more grilled cheese sizzles. And we'll leave what happens next up to your imagination, because this is a family-friendly meal. Grilled cheese and Campbell's tomato soup.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach, who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Program from Columbus, Ohio, the site of the annual Arnold Sports Festival this weekend. So we're trying to focus on some of the things that are going on so far. A lot of power lifters walking around and bodybuilders, they aren't particularly awake, so we're waiting for a few of them to show up once they're awake. But there are 40 different things that go on here. Richie and Jennifer are interested in what's going on. We're telling some pretty good stories. Ted Cookery. Kirkley.
Yes, sir.
With an L, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, you are in charge of skateboarding, the event here.
Right.
What in the world, if this guy, Richie, comes in here with his skateboard, he comes into the convention center
That's
with
cool.
a skateboard, and you skate all over town.
Yeah, absolutely. Right. No reason to. I park 2 miles away just so that I can warm up this morning.
What's your board? You got a longboard or going through town?
No, I'm a professional skateboarder for Blueprint Skateboards, so I'm just riding everything that you see on TV with the kids with Gravity Games and with Dude Tour and everything, so skate for Blueprint. So,
hey, dude, when are you going to grow up?
I could tell you how many people have heard call me Dude in the last... I haven't heard Dude since I moved here.
And I don't use Dude.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Fish out of water.
Right, exactly.
Well, I do. I'm a big dude guy.
You're a dude.
Yeah, I am. I'm a grower kid. And
what's
the
up,
reason
kid?
I say dude, well, you see, on the East Coast here, I mean, we kind of got some of you West Coast guys. Stuff,
yeah.
But when
yeah.
I was
Ken's
a young kid
from
skateboarding, we used dude all the time.
Yeah,
all
dude.
The time. And it's just
there was
sticks.
We had this conversation when I was back home a couple of weeks ago that you could, if you live in Los Angeles, cohesively carry on a conversation using two words, bro and dude.
Dude, bro.
Are you, dude, really, bro? Seriously. So yeah, so every time I come out here, everybody assumes that's what I want to be called.
Yeah, right.
I'm like, no, Ted's fine.
Ted is
all right, dude.
All right, so Ted, let's talk about skateboarding and the competition. First of all, how'd you get? You're a mature man.
I hope so.
Right, and yet you are enjoying this sport, which seems to be, at least for this point in my life, I always thought my son, when he did it, he was 14, 15, 16 years old, fell off a couple of times and skinned some things, and the dog used to, actually, I have an English bulldog. If I let her out of the car, or if she were around someplace with skateboarders, she would chase them there's something about the skateboard with her. What is there about the skateboard and dogs?
Bulldogs seem to want to skate.
Yeah, right.
Every one of them are like, can I borrow your board?
Yeah.
I can walk myself. Can I just get that real quick and we'll call it even? Yeah. I wish I knew. I've known two other guys that have lived here in Columbus that both have bulldogs that actively skate.
Really?
I think I'm being replaced. I think that's pretty much it'll be, you know, what is it? The kennel club versus skateboarding. It'll be the new hot thing.
Dumpy bulldog on a skateboard. That's a funny thing, you know?
All right, so tell us about the skateboarding competition here. You came here 12, 13 years ago.
Right.
Not for the skateboarding.
No, not at all.
No.
For this thing from it. In fact, the one thing you were saying, there's like 40 sports here.
Yeah.
You ask anybody who's on the staff for Arnold, they will tell you there are 39 sports and then there's
skateboarding.
We are such the, like, try to explain to them, it's like everything that we do is an illegal activity. And they're like, talking to bodybuilder.com, like they were like, what's your fitness? What's your workout? What's your regimen, man? How are you getting there? And I'm like, look, pretty much we go out, we break the law. We skate. I get paid enough money to drive a 7 Series BMW around, still breaking the law, still working out. And when I'm hurt.
You guys are the bad boys.
Yeah, exactly. We really are the black mark.
You get paid to advertise.
Yeah.
Is that how you get paid?
Is it professional?
And it's huge, too.
Yeah, tell him how much Tony Hawk makes.
Tony Hawk, okay, for example.
First of all, who's Tony Hawk?
Tony Hawk is like...
Yeah,
bad news.
I'm not going to lie to you. That is absolutely the first time I've ever heard that phrase, ever. No, Tony Hawk, everything that he does, all the way down to what he's wearing, is an advertisement. So his clothes, his shoes, his, the car that he rides. He used to advertise for Club Med.
Really?
Where he would, like, he would had it on his helmet. So they'd send him to Club Med for 2 weeks. He'd skate for 15 minutes, and the whole family would get a paid vacation.
Hey, Tony Hawk is, what, 36?
No, I'll go you one better. He's 44.
44? Yeah. Get out of here.
It's ageless. Like Bucky Lassick. Like, that dude is just now 39. So, I saw him last summer.
So I need to know who Bucky Lassick is? I probably do, right?
Well, I mean, they're too big. Tony Hawk is, like, the first real big skateboard
game. He has
name.
A video game. That's how you know
and,
he's big.
And every video game system uses him for their skateboarding video game. So he just markets skateboards and clothes and stickers and whatever else you can think of that a skateboarding kid would want. And it's just huge.
It's a gigantic machine.
How much does he make? How much do you think he makes?
I would say in a year, just without having to ride the board, he can easily be $4 or $5 million.
Yeah.
Easily, just in endorsements alone. And then add to the fact that he owns the board company that he rides for, name is licensing and everything else. I don't know. He's
all right, I want you to stand over there next to him. All right, you stand over there. Tell us who you are.
I'm Blake.
Blake. All right, do you know these people that we're talking about?
Yeah.
You do. How old are you?
I'm 12.
So what's the matter with me that I don't know who these people are?
You're old.
Yeah.
There was no hesitation. He's like,
none,
you are
none whatsoever. No hesitation at all. Okay, so, Blake, why are you here?
To see shut all up, the Rick, strong really? Guys.
See the strong guys.
Cool.
Really. So, do I look
you're
like
not looking
one
like one of them right now?
I'm not looking like one of them.
Maybe next year.
Next year? You go to school in Columbus? You're from Columbus?
Mm-mm.
Where are you from?
I'm from Iowa.
Iowa, whereabouts?
Cedar Rapids.
Really? Have you ever been to the Arnold before?
No.
No. So is your dad one of them? Where'd your dad go? He's back there. Is he one of them?
Oh, I think so.
You do? You're proud of him?
Yeah.
Yeah, good. How long has he been doing it?
He's not. He's just come to watch, too.
Yeah, he's a wannabe. Really? That's all right. There's nothing wrong with that. I suppose we all want to be something.
Mm-hmm.
Right? What do you want to be?
A billionaire.
Do you? How are you going to get there? You got to be like Arnold, then.
No, I'm just going to save money.
You save money and you get to be a billionaire.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Richie, you got any advice for him? Jennifer, any advice for this fella?
Yeah, learn how to skate.
Learn how to skate.
Yeah.
Now, do you let, Ted, do you let anybody use your skateboard or is it like...
Yeah, absolutely, if anybody wants to jump on that.
All right, so how about, have you been on a skateboard? You want to try it? Let's let's see how it's done. Take the headset off.
This could go bad.
This could go wrong, Debbie. Be careful.
Yeah, all right. Well, we're just trying to get...
I feel bad, though. Because
give a little play-by-play of what's going on here.
Well, I mean, he's standing on it, right? I mean, he's got that down. Yeah, that's a good three-inch ollie. Yeah, heck yeah.
What did you just do?
He just ollie.
Uh-huh. So you can sort of visualize what he's doing. He's jumping
and
up and down.
And then he's got an ollie, too.
Could you maybe teach Doug to skateboard?
No doubt. Absolutely.
Like right now on camera? Can we get a camera?
I don't know that I want to. I'm not too sure that this is something that I'd be...
He was talking about getting the droid earlier, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. If I'm going to get a droid, I got to have one of these. All right, so shall I try this? Sorry, hold on a second.
Here we go.
Oh, this is going to be
Where's
great.
Where's the helmet? Where's
I call Dr. Ken. Somebody get him on the phone.
And, you know, I don't bring a helmet, so I have made this man just an absolute victim right now.
Hey, Ted, listen, you're going to have to be our co-host.
Yeah, now you can just say play-by-play.
Yeah, exactly. Well, first of all, the shoes are very appropriate.
What's he wearing? Is it embarrassing?
There are some lovely Oxfords.
Oh, is he wearing corduroy, too?
Are you here? I'm confused.
Does he have brown corduroys or blue corduroys?
I don't know, but the pleats are stellar. I'm not going to lie. He's kind of got it down. Yeah.
No, really?
Holding on to the chair here.
He's holding on to the chair, but if you put your feet sideways,
sideways, like this,
yeah,
right?
Exactly. Point him at me.
And
heels and toes, and you can actually steer it. Yeah. There you go. That's your steering wheel.
This part of the show is brought to you by AARP.
Yeah, you got it. That's exactly. Yeah.
Now this guy is with your father. Is he one of the guys that you came to see too?
Oh no.
He's not. All right. They're all wannabe.
No. I really just want to hear that.
That did not go bad. That actually did not go bad at all.
I'm really impressed. The old guy still got it. Huh?
I absolutely thought he was going.
What
down.
Did you say?
Nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah, oh man.
I'm proud of you, Dougie.
Okay.
No, we can actually. You're an official dude.
If we could get out there, I can get in where the weight room is. I could probably show a few of those guys what for, right?
Let's not get crazy.
He's on a roll, though.
I'm on a roll.
Maybe, Ted, you could make him some cut-off corduroy so that he could show his bulging leg muscles off.
Actually, you have big calves.
I know.
That does
I have nothing to say to that. I don't even know where to go with that.
We can always go to a commercial. 17 before the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program from the site of the Arnold Sports Festival in Columbus. We've now almost... I'm almost a skateboarding star.
Oh, you're on your way.
Almost a skateboarding star.
Watch out, Tony Hawk, whoever you are.
Whoever Tony Hawk is. Right, whoever he
is. Switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Do mimes make even less sense when you can't see them?
The mime is stuck inside a giant invisible box. Now he's drawing an imaginary door. And now he's opening his imaginary door. And the imaginary door just shut on his fingers. Now he's doing an imaginary cry.
Switch to Geico now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Are you a dipper or a squeezer? It's time to find out. Heinz Dip and Squeeze Ketchup, the innovative new ketchup package that allows for both dipping and squeezing, is now available in Chick-fil-A restaurants nationwide. To celebrate, Friday, March 4th, 2011 is being declared Free Friday at Chick-fil-A. Ketchup lovers who ask for Heinz Dip and Squeeze Ketchup at all restaurants on March 4th between the hours of 2 and 4 p.m. local time will receive a free medium order of Chick-fil-A waffle potato fries. Limit one per customer. The new Dip and Squeeze package holds three times as much Heinz ketchup as the traditional packet to make meals more convenient and less messy. For more information on Free Friday, visit the Heinz Ketchup and Chick-fil-A Facebook pages. To find a Chick-fil-A restaurant near you, visit Chick-fil-A.com or the restaurant locator on HeinzKetchup.com.
If your goal is to lose weight in 2011, then look no further. Our resident doctor, Ken Kronhaus, recommends MetaFast, and so have over 20,000 doctors since 1980.
I recommend MetaFast to my patients because it's fast, safe, and satisfying. The MetaFast meals are scientifically formulated to keep you full and satisfied, and with over 70 meals to choose from, you will never feel hungry. Lose up to 20 pounds the first month. Some of my patients have lost up to 60 pounds.
Here's how to save $50. Log on right now to MetaFastKen.com. That's MetaFastKen.com. Or call 800-506-4115 and use the code Dr. Ken to save $50. Call right now. Results will vary. Consult your physician before beginning a weight loss program. Call or go online for complete program and discount details. MetaFastKen.com or call 800-506-4115.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are, it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if, With one phone call, you could actually get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head. It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie from InfoGroup, America's leading provider of sales leads, plus money-making email and direct mail solutions. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads you need. And right now, they'll give you a free trial just for calling. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-941-9293 and get your free trial. Call 1-800-941-9293. 1-800-941-9293. Again, that's 1-800-941-9293.
All right, 13 before the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program from the site of the Arnold. This is the International. Now, it isn't just the National, but the International Sports Festival that goes on over the next two, 3 days. And in a moment, one of the ladies who's in charge of a sport that I, this is fascinating. Richie and Jennifer just talking about, there's something about women who are involved in these athletic endeavors that intrigues me. And so the lady who's in charge of, let's see, what is it actually called? It's there's an amateur and professional in most of these things, by the way, guys. There are amateur, there's the amateur right. fitness, there's the professional fitness, same with figure, same with gymnastics, same with karate. So they have two different events around the same thing. Right. And if you you have a pro card,
right.
and this is something that
I'm
sponsoring
on the team.
Right. If you have a sponsor, then they are likely to treat you, I don't know, not differently, but they treat you. There's a different way that the world looks at you if the world of these events look at you. And I don't know what it takes. I might find that out if we get this lady over here.
I will tell you, my nephews both are into bodybuilding.
Right.
And
this
they are
these
amateur.
The guys that were in the service?
My one nephew was in the Marines and his little brother.
Don't they pick it up in the Marines? A lot of them pick it up in the Marines?
My nephew got into it in the Marines. Right. He had always worked out. He'd always wrestled in high school and
right.
whatnot. And then when he went into the Marines, obviously stayed in shape.
Right.
But then when he got out, now he's into nutrition and fitness as a career. He's going to college to become a chiropractor and
really?
Nutritional.
Oh, that's right. You were telling me that.
Yeah, yeah. yeah. And nutrition. So he right now he trains people at the local gym
yeah.
while he's going to school.
Yeah.
And let me tell you something. Even as just a hobby,
yeah.
it's a lifetime dedication.
Yeah, you have to be committed
to these people.
Yeah.
Because I mean, he's eating 3 ounces of poached chicken every
yeah.
3 hours,
yeah.
and then with some I mean, it's just unbelievable
wow.
what they have to do.
Now, see, how would that fit with our MetaFast diet?
It would actually fit pretty well because they eat lean and green, but they eat a lot more protein than you would on the MetaFast. MetaFast, you eat protein once a day.
They're bulking up. They need calories.
Right. They're feeding the muscles is basically all they're doing.
Yeah.
Burning
so
the fat, feeding the muscles.
He is serious. Now, see, if we were into
he's
this
won
sort
competitions,
of
and it's...
Has he?
Oh, it's amazing, yeah.
Yeah. So that's the kind of stuff that you have. The dedication these people have, again, whether they're pros or whether they are. Yeah. It really is a strange thing. What are you guys interested in? He's looking at the sign. What's he looking at the sign? You looking at the Arnold sign or you looking at me?
Huh.
There's an Arnold sign right above my sign where we are here.
That almost sounds like fighting words. Like, you looking at me? You looking at me over there?
Yeah, right. Who's going on? What's going on over there? But anyway, back to this business about the difference between the athletes who are pros and the athletes who are not. I don't see any difference, but there is probably a difference other than... You know, whether you've wanted to make a career of it, like this guy who's the skateboarder, he really is a career guy. Go ahead, sit down. Tell me who you are. I want to know a little about you. Everybody who's here or interested, put the headset on. Can you do that? All right, now I just want to know a little about who you are and why you're here. Pick up that mic and use it like a lollipop. Tell us, you're going to hear Jennifer and Rich on the other end. Tell us who you are.
I'm Noel. I speak English very bad. I'm Russian.
Are you really?
Yeah, yeah.
You're Russian?
Yeah.
Yeah. How long have you been here? You just came for this? Yes. The answer is yes. Say yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
All right, good. Thank you.
Welcome
all
to Columbus.
Yeah, welcome to Columbus. Welcome to Ohio. Welcome to the USA.
Thank you very much.
Thank
you're
welcome.
Thank you.
All right.
Columbus, very nice start. People very, very good.
Friendly. Yeah,
yeah.
message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Sight Glass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hi, my name is Stephen Huer. As a degreed nutritionist, my first priority is for you to get healthy. That won't happen if I make wrong recommendations or cause you to spend money on supplements you don't need. After 20 years working with thousands of products and thousands of people, I know, for the most part, what does and does not work. One World Whey is the first and only unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows on the market. It retains substances that no other whey protein powder has. These nutritive compounds supply life-giving nutrition. Your body merely needs the right conditions to make great health happen. Due to low-quality foods, toxicity, and aging, having great health is more of an effort than ever. One World Whey is the superfood of the century, and when added to your diet, it promotes energy, detoxification, muscle gains, fat loss, and overall radiant health. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Now, 53 past the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program from the seat of the action. There's probably not much more going on athletically in this country, Richie, this weekend than what's happening here at the Arnold Sports Festival. 40-some-odd different things, and one of them is a women's weightlifting competition. Dionne Wessels is the lady who's in charge of this, and she tells me she's been doing it since 2000, and she's very serious. Very serious.
Really?
Yeah.
Right. She is. Now I can tell she's here. So you make your living. How do you make your living doing this?
Okay. I'm going to give you one correction.
Okay, please. Yeah, you can
actually,
correct
I
me.
Actually, I don't do women's weightlifting.
Oh, you don't?
I just because I am a female weightlifter.
Yeah.
It's very good.
Yeah.
I don't do women. I do men.
Oh, really?
I
oh, okay. So it's you're in charge of the men.
I don't do. I don't do weightlifting. I do strongmen.
Ah, okay. So now we got that. Right. So you're in charge of the men's.
Yes.
Strong man competition.
Absolutely. So,
all right.
So this
got
weekend
it.
We're having the amateur world championships.
You are?
Uh-huh. And there's 60 athletes from 26 different countries competing.
Is that Russian guy one of them?
Not that Russian, but I've got three other Russians.
Yeah. And this is like when they push cars and
absolutely.
Throw logs. And,
absolutely.
Yeah, and pick up big, huge tractor tires and stuff
exactly.
like that.
Exactly.
Yeah,
and what we're doing today is a two-day event. Today is the prelims. They're going to be lifting cars. Four focuses. They're going to be lifting four focuses. They're going to be carrying an 800-pound frame and dragging it back. They will be carrying an implement. It's called a yoke walk on their back, and they will be carrying that for 60 feet, and that will be 950 pounds. And they will also be pressing overhead like the giant iron bars with the tires on the end, and that will be 330 pounds.
So why do people do this?
Because they're men.
I'm a man, and I don't do this.
Well, let me.
Might be interesting, though.
I'd
like this. Yeah, please.
When men were little boys,
yeah.
You know how we used to play in the backyard? And
yep.
I bet I can pick that rock up.
Right,
well,
yep.
I bet I can pick up a bigger rock.
Uh-huh.
That's where it started.
Really? So these are just little boys and big buddies.
They're little boys that tell their wives on the weekend, honey, I'm going to go and play with my friends.
Uh-huh. Right.
And then when they go play with their friends,
they're going to go pick up rocks.
They pick up rocks.
Yeah.
They pick up tires.
Uh-huh.
They pick up cars.
Perfect.
And that's what they do.
That's
yeah,
what they do.
I see this stuff every now and then on the weekend. You'll see it on ESPN or something
yeah.
like that. And it is cool.
It's amazing.
Yeah. It is ridiculous how cool it is.
Yeah.
And no one knew that a woman was ahead of it, right?
No. So tell us about you, Dion Wessels. Tell us about you and how you got. Where are you from?
I'm actually originally from Georgia,
uh-huh.
but I live in St. Louis.
Right.
I migrated there,
uh-huh.
My background is actually I'm an elementary school teacher.
Are you?
Formerly, as well as a adolescent counselor.
I bet you scared the hell out of those kids.
So she's but she's perfect with these guys.
Absolutely.
As an adolescent
right.
counselor.
Yeah. They're men. I tell people my job title was I babysit overgrown men.
Yeah.
That's what I do
perfect.
For a living.
Yeah, yeah.
Actually, 330-pound men. So.
330-pound.
Yeah.
So what about so you've this though has become your job?
This is my job. When my first child was born in the year 2000, I was trying to find something to do to stay home because I'm very anal about my kids.
Yeah.
So
want to be home as a mom.
I want to be home with a mom. So the Amateur Federation was already around, but it was very small. The guy who started it lived in Texas, an older gentleman. And he
but
did
you must
not.
Have been doing this because you didn't just start doing this yesterday. By the looks of you, you've been
doing
this for a while.
No, I didn't just start doing it yesterday, no.
I mean, even though the men are doing it, but you...
I used to just promote competitions. My background is track and field.
Uh-huh.
I was a runner in the past.
Right.
Then
yeah.
I became a weightlifter.
Right.
And I used to promote small shows for this gentleman, Bill Holland. And it started growing in the year 2000. He did not want to take it any further because he didn't like traveling. Because you have to travel a lot.
Right.
I promote about 130 to 150 shows a year.
Wow. So how old are your children now?
My oldest is 10.
Yeah.
And my youngest is 4.
What happens to them?
Busy.
I have an au pair.
Oh, well, okay. So that means, so you can do what you need to do.
So I can do what I need to do.
Yeah. Right.
And my husband, he stays at home.
Yeah, okay. Well, so that's a good thing. Yeah. What does he think about what you're doing?
He used to be involved. He helped me promote competitions here and there.
Yeah.
So when Bill wants to get out of it, I said, you should sell it. He goes, it's not worth anything.
Mm-hmm.
I said, oh, you should try to sell it.
Yeah.
And he's like, it's just not worth it. I said,
so you just took it over.
He goes, I'd sell it for $500. So I
paid him $500 and made it work.
Wow.
So you got
like
16 men. I know you have to go get these guys going, so I want to let you go. But I want you to know how much respect I have for what you do and for what they do. It is really very unique and very cool. It's part of what makes this a very cool experience.
Absolutely.
The Arnold Sports Festival. Dion Wessels.